The task force is made up of parents, local police officers, school board members, educators, and school district staff. The group has put together several action items, including hiring more school-based mental health service professionals to provide quicker identification of students with needs and to address them. Long says while the actions to be taken are not all-inclusive, he believes the group has come up with a good initial plan. Creating a strong support network for students using teachers, counselors, mental health professionals, mentorships, and school resource officers is a high priority. Long says meetings among the network will need to occur on a regular basis. The district also plans to continue contact with at-risk students after graduation to help ensure they are receiving the services they need and will continue to receive those services in the future. Another part of the plan is to create a culture that upholds the importance of keeping classroom doors locked and secured, something that will be most challenging at the high school. An SRO will be at each school and will assist and oversee security for that building, including routine fire, tornado, and active shooter drills. Checking locks between classes, checking ID badges and building permissions, and accessing all cameras to view activity. Funding was also unanimously approved to install access controls on all exterior doors that alert SROs when doors are propped open or not shut completely. All traffic will have to go through a secured entrance at the main office of each school building. In the case of an active shooter, security obstacles will be implemented to slow an offender down, including access controls, window glazing, classroom door locks, and barricades. The district will work with law enforcement to develop a variety of ways to quickly notify them in case of an emergency situation. Routine active shooter drills will be provided on school campuses. Teachers, staff, and students will be provided with safe avenues to report suspicious behaviors that will include an anonymous drop box so anyone can report things they've seen. The board also approved a survey to be given to teachers and staff requesting their input regarding the possibility of arming teachers. In other school board news, board action items included recommendations to approve a municipal advisor agreement, network upgrades, and a contract disclosure. Presentations were also given by art students who presented their work to the board and audience, and MHHS band director Tom Chechnik highlighted this year's accomplishments among band students, including making All-State Band, and the importance of music and art for cognitive development. From the newsroom, I'm Eric Toddy reporting.